It's time for Jeff Around Town, and back with me is Pat Hazel. We had so much to talk about. Well, he's here again. If you'd like to listen to the part one of our chat, you can go to kvno.org. Pat Hazel, a true creative in all the senses, a comedian, playwright, screenwriter, worked on Seinfeld, and also you have this wonderful podcast, Pat, and you launched this podcast about creativity and captivity. You launched it during the pandemic.
That's correct.
Recall.
Yeah.
And you've had all the heavy hitters on there, Seinfeld and Pete Docter from Pixar, and among many others. I'm wondering, for you, you are all about the creative process. You're doing so many different things. Has hosted this podcast changed anything the way you look at creativity? Has it informed your creativity in a different way, or
every episode does? It's a master class where I get to be the only student in the chair, right? I can ask anybody any question, anything I'm curious about, and so many different kind of creative journeys, from visual artists to choreographers to, you know, ventriloquists to whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. It's not 100% interchangeable, but it all comes down to storytelling. It all comes down to, you know, imposter syndrome. It comes down to, you know, these moments where you go, oh, am I a fraud? Can I top my previous album? And that can be translated to whatever work you do. And I think, I mean, creativity really attracts me because there's a kind of the maker mentality is that there's sort of an explosive birth of something. Something comes into the world when you create. And I don't know why, but for me, that's I can apply it to my early days of magic or learning to juggle or learning to draw, right? They're all a moment of something coming into the world. So to be able to talk to anybody else that does that is a pleasure.
So this is interesting because you do a lot of things, and I don't know about you, but I have often been told, because I do a few different things, focus on one thing. You do that one thing well. I'm sure you've probably heard that. You go against the grain on that, and you do all these different things well. So how do you address that comment from people?
Yeah, it's a contradiction to say what I'm about to say. But I often, when working on a project, I refer back to a quote, which is, a man with two watches never really knows what time it is, right?
Right.
So when I work on a project, I try to, like, be sure that that's my main focus. But I also keep, analog notebooks and stuff.
Yep.
And as soon as I get an idea that goes to something else, I put it in the right place.
Yeah.
Or on my computer, I create bins. There was a time that my desktop had these really funny files that would say attic or junk drawer or whatever. And I knew what that meant. This junk drawer is just a crazy, funny, one-off idea that doesn't have a place. The attic is where I kept nostalgic things that I knew I would write into a bigger routine or whatever. So if I had a place to put them, they wouldn't become the Bermuda Triangle of ideas that disappeared.
Right.
So recording things like that mattered. But also knowing how to give something the main highway, give that the priority lane that it has a deadline. You know, I'll back up and go, okay, this week's episode is due on Thursday.
Yep.
Get nothing in the way of it. When I finish that, I'm allowed to do this, right? So if you finish your work, you can have a cookie, you know.
So real quick, you mentioned analog. So I personally am a big believer that handwriting something down can help lead to other ideas as opposed to typing something.
Yes.
But do you find that to
be
true?
They both have a place. And I will say this. Analog, your memory stands better. There's something about the connection between the hand to the head to the something.
Yeah.
It also does open up a free flowing, because when your pen is flowing and so forth. Digital, to me, has the advantages of, when I put it in a script form and I send it to somebody else, you know, I can communicate an idea they can edit or something.
For clarity's sake, you have to do that. Yeah. Pat Hazel, what a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you. It's an honor to have been able to chat with you on Jeff Around Town.
You got everything out of me that I know on creativity.